I should back up here. Let me put it in reverse. Backing up. So migraines usually are associated with visual phenomena, like zigzaggy lines, flashy lights going off, bright and colorful, along with the headache.
Welcome to the No Cap Health Show, a podcast inspired by Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's popular TikTok channel with over 3 million followers. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Walkler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Hey, welcome back to the No Cap Health Show. Excited that you're here. This is going to be a real informative and fun episode because we're going to talk about different types of headaches. This was a video that went pretty viral on TikTok about cures for different types of headaches, 7 types of headaches, actually. And so we're going to break that down. And just a reminder to please let your friends and family know about the podcast because that's a great way to thank all of us and the production team and also to leave a review because that helps increase the rankings, helps people find this podcast. So please take a moment to leave a review at your favorite place that you like to leave reviews. So let's get into this episode. I'm going to play the video and then we're going to break it on down. Here we go.
Cures for different types of headaches. If all the pain is in your forehead, then you most likely need more sleep. If the headache is on top of your head, then you need to eat more food and drink more water. If the headache is at the back of your head, then you're just stressing too much and you need to stop. If the headache's at the front of your face, then that's a sinus headache and you need medicine or exercise. If it feels like something is tightly wrapped around your head, then that's a tension headache and you need to get the screen away from your face and go take a hot shower. If all of the pain is around one eye, that's called a cluster headache. And if you get these often, you need to get off of the internet and go see a doctor. And if the side of your head really hurts, that's a migraine, not a headache.
A lot of information in that one, right? So headaches are pretty common. We all generally get headaches at some point. And let's just see what we've got here. So the first one that he talked about was a headache like in the front, like on your forehead, which means you need more sleep. So is this cap or not cap? What do you think? Raise of hands. Let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. That is cap. There's really no data to suggest that if you have a frontal headache, it means you need more sleep. Of course, lack of sleep can give you a headache in different parts, but that's not necessarily specific. But of course, the importance of sleep is really clear. We've talked about that. And so if somebody's very sleep deprived, they can have all sorts of different problems going on in the body. So a headache could be one of them, but it's not necessarily specific to the forehead. Second one, a headache on the top of your head means you need to eat more food and drink water. What do you think? That's cap generally. So being dehydrated can definitely give a headache. I had just been interviewed by one of the news outlets about different types of issues from dehydration because of the heat, because we're in the middle of summer right now. And being dehydrated can give you a headache among other problems. So heat stroke is a real thing. So I'm not sure when that article, it may have already come out by the time this episode aired, but if you're interested to learn about what I had to say about heat stroke and how to prevent heat stroke and how to stay hydrated and what to do in the heat of summer, just do a Google search on my name in the news section of Google, and you'll, I'm sure, find that article if it's come out. But some people, when they get low blood sugar, can get a headache as well. And I myself, if I'm not feeling very well hydrated, I will find myself sometimes getting a headache. And that's just a trigger for me to make sure I drink enough water. For me personally, though, like once it starts and then I drink the water, it's almost like the bull is running down the street at that point. I can't bring it back. I can't cut it off by drinking water. So I just really try. I've got a big, giant, I think 1 liter or 1.5 liter bottle that's always here at my desk. But if I'm starting to get that little headache from not drinking enough, then I'm not going to be able to stop it from drinking. I take ibuprofen. That for me really helps if I do get a headache like that. Third type of headache, back of the head equals too much stress. I would say this is possibly not CAP, because there is something we're going to talk about called a tension headache, and it can feel like a band compressing your head, very uncomfortable, and you can get that on the back. And of course, tension can be caused by stress. So that's why I say possibly not CAP. Let's just be generous. Let's round up and just say it's a not CAP. Fourth type of headache, frontal on the face. So we have sinuses, and a sinus is an air cavity. We have them right above our eyebrows. We have them on both sides of the nose. And those are the major ones to give you sort of the anatomy lay of the land here of your face. So get to meet your face in a little more detail here. We're taking the internal tour of the bones of your face and your skull. So those are sinuses. They're air-filled. And if you get a frontal headache like this, it is not CAP, that it could be from sinuses. So sinusitis is inflammation, usually from infections, bacteria in the sinuses, and that can give somebody that typical frontal headache, because what's happening is the little drainage ports in those sinuses that actually go into the back of your nose, because of the inflammation, if it's infected, are clogging up. It's like that tube is closed, shop's closed, and you get the pressure building up. And that's usually what's causing that headache, is from pressure. It could be from direct pain from the inflammation, but usually it's from pressure, because imagine inflating a balloon that's in your face, and that's what a clogged sinus is. And that is why that can, in fact, give you a frontal face headache. The fifth one, a tight band around your head. So I told you before about how we wanted to generously round up to the back of the head as from stress and the tension headache. So going around your head as a tight band, also that is not CAP, as a tension headache. So that actually could be good advice, depending if that is the trigger. So a lot of times tension is coming from lots of sources, external, not necessarily from looking at the screen. But on the other hand, you can get some tension from not giving your eyes breaks for hours upon hours of being on a phone or on an iPad or a computer, and that could trigger it as well. So it depends. If you're getting that tension headache, that tight band around your head, when you've been hours and hours on the screen, then that would make sense to take a break. Now, in terms of the hot shower, I guess from a relaxation point of view, that's actually potentially helpful. So, you know, warm showers usually people love. So if that helps you relax and you've got that tension going on, then hey, that's a good thing. Anything that's going to help one relax is going to help reduce that tension headache as well. Okay, let's go to number six. Pain around one eye is called a cluster headache, and that is not CAP. And in fact, that is a good reason to see a doctor for sure. So that's where you get this pain right around the eye, behind the eye. That's pretty excruciating. It's not just like a little irritation, like you got a little bit of something that got blown into your eye from the wind. This is like really bad, deep, boring pain. And that is a cluster headache. So that's right. And the last one, pain on the side of your head, says it's a migraine, not a headache. Is that CAP or not CAP? Well, it's kind of half not CAP. That is classic for a migraine, but a migraine is a headache usually. So if you're getting that pain, by definition, you're having a migraine headache. Now, there is a phenomenon called ocular migraines where people have, I should back up here. Let me put it in reverse. Backing up. So migraines usually are associated with visual phenomenon, like zigzaggy lines, flashy lights going off that are bright and colorful, along with the headache. And those visual things you can see that I described can occur before the headache actually comes on. So it's almost like a harbinger, throwing out a little good SAT, ACT word there. So there is a phenomenon, though, where people can get those zigzaggy lines, those little bright things going off in their vision, but without a headache. And that's actually called a migraine aura or a ocular migraine, but there's no headache with it. So I think by definition, when he says that if it's on the side of your head and it hurts, it's a migraine, but not a headache. By definition, if you're having pain, then that means it's a migraine headache. So very interesting. I really enjoyed going down the seven headaches here and the seven cures that he gave for them, because, you know, some is actually not CAP and some is CAP. Let's just shift a little bit into forward gear, because when would it be indicated for you to consider seeing a doctor for a type of headache? And there are some situations like waking up in the morning with a headache, very classic, that is consistent, like not just waking up once, but like when people wake up consistently day after day with a headache in the morning, the classic teaching is that could be a brain tumor. So that's something to be aware of. If somebody has a headache that has been going on straight for like 2 days, like 48 hours, and nothing is relieving it, that's definitely time to see a doctor. And also, if you're getting headaches more than 15 days out of a month for over 3 months, this could be a chronic headache, but that's another reason to consider seeing a doctor. I'm going to hit some real quick things about treatments for different types of headaches. So for tension headaches, usually over-the-counter pain medicines can take care of that, like aspirin or ibuprofen or naproxen, even acetaminophen and caffeine. For migraine headaches, there are prescription medications like Imitrex and Axert and Maxalt. And some people will use beta blockers like propranolol as well. And for the tension headaches, things that can reduce tension, exercise, getting enough sleep can also help. Relaxation methods abound, such as deep breathing, meditation, yoga, chilling. Laughter is also really good. And I will mention there are some headaches that are even related to hormones, hormonal changes as well. So there you have it. There's the no cap and cap commentary about this video. Next week, in the spirit of summer, we're going to cover a really fun video about tips to beat the heat. So do tune in for next week. And in the meantime, please take a moment to go leave a review. That really helps the rankings for the show and helps people find us. And until then, have a wonderful rest of the week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the No Cap Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Walkler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.